Namaste. My name is Louis Zimmerer. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak of fish or food. Today, 50% of our fish, what we eat, is farm fish. 2030, it will be 75%. And from China are coming 70% of the farm fish. What is if this farm fish is poisoned? We look first what this farm fish is eating, and if the farm fish is eating poison, then we eat that fish. It's simple, no? Okay. The farmed fish eating contaminated fish meal. So what? Antibiotics to keep them healthy and to make them grow fast. This antibiotics weakens our immune system. And our body becomes more and more resistant of antibiotics. So that the industry has to double the doses of the antibiotics every year in our antibiotics tablets. And that leads to more side effects, to more antibiotics allergics. And I have this also. And it's awful. I put some drops in my ears from antibiotic and I got so a swollen ear. And people who need antibiotics cannot take antibiotics anymore, and what then? Okay. Then the pesticides inside of the fish meal, and for sure the organochlorines inside. This will damage our brain, our immune system, and the diet to make the fish white, no? Even more, these fish farms will pollute our water. For 5,000 ton fish, they will produce 5,000 ton fish waste. And this is data for instance for the fish farm in San Diego, California. And this fish waste will spread diseases under the wild fishes and will kill endangered species like the blue wall and the sea turtles. And will produce toxic algae. Okay, if this is not worse enough, as 1 kilogram farm fish will need 2 kilograms wild fish. This means in the future, we will have no fish anymore in the oceans because of the overfishing and of the polluting of the waters through the industries. And they try everything to stop the Asian to overfish, but nothing has helped until today. The same is true for polluting the water from the world, from all the industries. 2048 will be finished when they not stop this madness. Now comes the example. What I can see here in Thailand that they give the shrimps, lobster, and so on big sacks. I see the big sacks of antibiotics they put in the water. And now comes the kicks. They stopped the export of the Thai shrimps and so on to Western countries because of slavery work. In Thailand are working 10% under slavery. And these people are mainly from Burma. And most of this 10% are working in the fishing industry. And this is true for all Southeast Asia. In the fishing industry are working slaveries. Thank you that I could speak about that, and bye.